When asked about love, so many thoughts come to our minds. We think about romance, we think about novels, we think about movie scenes where the Prince Charming ends up marrying the beautiful princess. You never really think about the actual love that was born within you. Because life is like that, and we were raised like that, to rely on receiving love, on expecting love, on waiting for the timeless love that will bring us on our feet. Girls? Well, girls, they have been raised with the belief that they should wait for that love. They should wait for this man that will blow their minds away. They were raised to believe that all their lives revolve around a love story or a prince that might or might not come. No matter how cliché it might sound, love isn't a matter of romance. Love is the care we might give to ourselves. It is the value and time we offer to those that mean a lot to us. It is our passion for our aspirations and interests. Love is buying yourself flowers. And no, this is not the title of a song. In fact, love is a lifestyle. It's a state of mind. It is the way we treat ourselves when no one is around. Love is being grateful. Love is appreciating the smell of hot coffee in the morning and the burning sun in mid-July. Love is this bird that comes around and chooses to stand on your windowsill. We often believe that love has to come from the outside. Meanwhile, us humans are such powerful creatures that we have this fire ignited within us since we were born. So life itself is love. We often mistake all these blessings around us and take them for granted, not realizing that the most beautiful love stories exist on the daily around us. A partner love, romantic love, the beautiful dates and the red roses, these things are appealing to the eye. But our hearts pray for more. Crave more and seek more. Our hearts need more. We were raised with guides planted in our brains on how to be the perfect partner. And the most beautiful girl walking in the room to attract the guy of your dreams. How to be the successful guy to catch the attention of girls. We have been accepting this mentality that is forcing us to believe that we have to do something about us to receive love from others. We have to put in the effort from ourselves for the sake of the attention of someone else. The focus never was directed on us as individuals that need to be taken care of in the first place. Always focus on locating love outside of us. Not really acknowledging that we should love ourselves more. That we should understand that love is a creation. It is our creation. It is a human-made feeling. Thus, we are responsible of giving the love we expect from the world to ourselves first. And this might seem surreal because we have been fed over the years with all these beautiful, perfect love stories. We cannot blame our subconscious mind when it can only believe that love could come from a man or a woman. But once we get to receive the knowledge that love is far beyond one partner and one person, we are responsible now of reprogramming our conscious minds to the true belief of love. Happiness is going to seem unattainable once we feel we are lacking love in our lives. And as reference, we have always redirected our state of happiness to the concept of love. We always feel like once we are not loved, we are not happy. And as a simple example, we have always referenced that once we have a partner, we can be happier. We can go to a certain place or we can do certain activities. Even travel to countries and go on happy dates. As if our whole life experience and our entire existence depends on having a partner. We have forced ourselves to believe that once we are in love with someone else, we can be happy. Meanwhile, we are missing out on loving the most important person on earth, and that is us. Imagine all the love you have in your heart, in your soul, and your capacity to give someone else. Visualize all this love and give it to yourself instead of wanting and pursuing this need to give it to someone else. And don't get me wrong, it is absolutely essential and beautiful to experience romantic love and to wish to be in a happy and healthy relationship. But it is as crucial to stop making our lives revolve around relationships and start building the one relationship that is going to last forever. And that is our relationship with ourselves. You will end up sleeping on your pillow every single night. Your feet are going to carry you where you need to go. Your heart is going to beat and pump blood for you every single day. No one, and I mean no one, is going to do any of this for you. For that, we shall cherish our own selves before anyone else. We shall seek developing the healthiest relationship with ourselves, because that is where true love starts. And once we plant love in ourselves, we will be attracting love in our lives. It is not wrong. No, on the other side, it is a splendid feeling to be in love with someone, to cherish someone's existence and presence in our lives, to spend beautiful moments and create timeless memories with a partner that takes care of us. It must be one of the most fulfilling emotions to experience that moment when you're holding someone's hand and you feel the safety of the world. It is indeed one beautiful story to be written. And I wish love to encounter every one of you and to come your way in the form of a caring, loving, and compassionate person that is going to take care of you and your heart. But before seeking all of this romance and before wanting someone to create these butterflies inside you, prioritize loving yourself. Commit to yourself before wanting to commit to someone else. Write your love letters to yourself. Take yourself out on dates. And yes, it might seem unusual to the society around you to see you going out alone. It is your responsibility to limit these beliefs. You have the power to limit the impact of these thoughts on your life. Once you can consider that you are the first partner that you should take care of and that you should love from the bottom of your heart, you will feel like the universe has given you the chance to meet and to love someone who is going to treat you similarly and who is going to give you the same love that you give to yourself. This episode is not one of these cliche episodes that will tell you to go by yourself and a certain bouquet or to give yourself a spa day in order to love yourself. And as much as these might feel tempting and nice, loving yourself is far beyond. It is when you wake up in the morning, feeling like the world is collapsing around you, yet you push yourself to get and stand on your feet and pursue your career. Loving yourself is when you feel like having food or lunch seems like a hard task because you don't even have the appetite to eat, yet you decide to push through and nourish your body. Loving yourself means that when something doesn't fit your preferences, you are capable of saying no. Loving yourself means that when you feel unappreciated somewhere and that when the energy you are given doesn't match your standards, you have the capability to walk away and leave. Loving yourself means that you are confident that you can get up no matter how many times experiences, hardships, and life try to knock you down. Loving yourself means that you could go and eat in a restaurant alone, not fearing people's judgments. It means feeling enough in your own skin and not seeking outer validation in order to feel complete. Loving yourself means that you recognize that you are sufficient for yourself and that you don't fill your life with unnecessary relationships to fill a void. Loving yourself means that you do to yourself and you give yourself what you expect to be given from someone else. Loving yourself means that you do not tolerate being mistreated just for the sake of a company. It means that you choose your partners based on the value you give yourself, and that you wouldn't accept being treated from someone in a way that you wouldn't treat yourself. Love Well, loving yourself means that you appreciate your entity, your body, your soul, what you have to give, and that you wouldn't waste any of these on someone who's unworthy. Love means that you know you are not a half, you are a whole, and you are not waiting for another half to complete you. Love means that you are truly aware that you are going to meet another whole that is going to complement your life and give you the true experience of love.